Pasuk Lamed Aleph, after the critical self-evaluation that a Beinoni at times has to make of himself in order to free himself of Timtum Halev, the Alter Rebbe then said how it is that a person consoles himself from the bitterness and brokenheartedness and replaces it with joy. And he offered two considerations, two consolations. One is that although the animal soul is ungodly and despicable, but there's also a godly soul, and the godly soul deserves more attention than the animal soul. And secondly, even the animal soul is elevated when you do mitzvahs. But all of this still leaves the animal soul a problem and a source of discomfort, a source of pain. Now, in Pesuk Lamed Gimel, in chapter 33, the Alter Rebbe shows how even the animal soul can become part of the joy through the consideration and the consolation that is offered here in today's Shia Tanya. Page 430. Another thing that will bring to a true joy of the soul, a true joy meaning a total joy, even including the animal soul. And particularly at those times when he feels within himself that he needs additional illumination, additional lightness and joy for his neshama. So then he should think deeply. And he should picture in his mind, in his understanding, the truth of God's unity, the true meaning of Hashem Echad. How God permeates all the worlds, the higher and the lower equally. And even this world, what fills it, and what gives it existence, God himself. And all that exists is as nothing before him. And he is the only existence in the higher world and in the lower worlds. Just as he was the only existence, he was alone before the 6 days of creation, even now after creation, there is nothing besides God, not in the higher worlds, not in the lower worlds. And even in the space of this world, the heavens and the earth and all that is within them, before creation, even the space into which the world was created, that space was filled with God, by God. And now, after creation, it is still so, that hu levadei b'li shum shinui klal. He is still alone. He is still the only existence without any change whatsoever. Mipnei, how is it that creation doesn't bring any change in God's oneness? Mipnei shekol hanivrayim b'teilim etzlei b'metzias mamish. Because the truth is that although we don't experience it and see it, the truth is that all of existence is completely bottled to God. Example for this would be kibitul esiyas hadibur v'hamachshava b'mekedon v'sharshan. Just as the letters of words and speech are completely bottled in their source, hu muhus hanefesh v'atzmusa eser shein eser b'chinesei hachochmet bina v'das. What is the source of the letters of thought and of speech? The powers of the soul, the seichel and the midas of the soul. There are no letters there in the emotion and in the intellect until the intellect and the emotion is clothed within thought, and there it takes on the shape of letters. Commission is by the Pedic Chav Chav Aleph Barichas Ayin Shem, as was already explained earlier in Pedic Chav and Chav Aleph. And as we also find a physical example for this, the the light, the rays of the sun, as they exist within the sun, within the orb of the sun itself, the light there is batal, even though it exists. But it has no identity of its own. Shegam sham meiru mispashet vadai zivaveire. Although certainly the light and the rays of the sun exist within the sun. Not only does it exist there, but it's even stronger there than it is in space. Only there it isn't a separate entity, it is an integral part of this of the sun and is bottled to the sun. The same is true also with the existence of the world. The world's existence is really God's existence. It is bottled within its source. It is not a separate existence, but it is an aspect, an integral part of God's existence. Shehu Eirin Sev Baruch Hu Kameshikas Hashem Ba'adichus. When a person will dwell deeply and at length on this subject, on the oneness of God, then his heart will rejoice with this faith, with all his heart, with all his soul, with all his might, in this faith. Because this faith is great, because it is the experience of the closeness of God. In other words, through Torah and mitzvahs, you have a temporary closeness with God for the duration of the mitzvah. Also, it is basically the neshama that appreciates the mitzvah, but not the animal soul. But this faith, first of all, it is constant. A person, a Jew, always carries this faith with him. And second of all, the faith is that even the animal soul is nothing besides God. This is in fact the whole purpose of man and the purpose of all of creation, that this world should become a dwelling place for God, as will be explained at length later on. And since this is the whole purpose for man's existence, certainly man has the ability or the talent that it takes to accomplish this, to make even the animal soul a dwelling place for God. How great is the joy of a simple lowly person when he is close to the king, a physical king, in that the king comes to live with him in his house. So how much more so when one feels the closeness to the King of Kings, when in that God dwells in this world, in our world, in our home. As it says, who is the man who dares to approach me, God says, and yet, as awesome as that is, God comes and dwells in our world, so to speak, where without our needing to go to him, he comes to us. And this is why this practice was instituted by the sages, to thank God and praise him for this kindness every morning, and to say, Ashreinu matev chalkeinu, mayofa yirushaseinu. How fortunate are we, how good is our portion, and how beautiful is our heritage. What is the heritage? Just as a person rejoices in an inheritance, he inherits a great fortune, which he didn't have to work for, so and similarly and infinitely more. We should rejoice on our inheritance, which our forefathers bequeathed us. And that is, the inheritance is the appreciation or the sensitivity to God's oneness. That even here on earth, there is nothing besides God, and in this faith, this world becomes a dwelling place for God. And this is what the sages say, we were given 613 mitzvahs, and the Novi Chavakuk came and summed it all up to one. Shenema v'tzadik be'emunase yichya, that the tzadik lives in his emunah. This doesn't mean that there's only one mitzvah, but that all of them are ki'ilu einam rak mitzvah achas. It's as if all the mitzvahs were all one, hi ha'emuna levada, which is this faith alone, the oneness of God. Ki al yedei ha'emuna levada yovei l'kiyum kol ha'tayag mitzvahs. How are all the mitzvahs one? It's because through this one mitzvah of emuna, we will come to fulfill all the mitzvahs. When the person will experience this utter joy in the oneness of God, as if this was his only obligation, and this alone is the purpose for his existence, with the energy and the strength that he will feel from this joy, he will raise himself above all those things that interfere, that get in the way, all the obstacles that could prevent the fulfillment of mitzvahs, both internally and externally. Yichye daike, and that's why he says the tzaddik lives with his faith, kitchiyas hanesim derech moshul, comes alive. As tchiyas hanesim, like the resurrection, kach tichye nafshi b'simcha rabbozu, he will come alive, it will bring life to his soul, to his nefesh. V'hi simcha kfulo mechupeles, and this is a double and redoubled joy, kimuvad simchas hanefesh hamaskeles b'kirvas Hashem vidirasi iteime, because besides the joy of the neshama that senses and understands the closeness of God and God's presence here in on earth with Him, there's another aspect to this joy. He will rejoice doubly because he will sense God's joy in that God has pleasure from this emunah. Because this affects the animal soul as well, the klipa, and it transforms darkness into light. The darkness, which is the klipa of this world, that darkens and blocks out the light of godliness. Ad eisket, until the end of time. The time that was set for the darkness, kameshikosuv, kate sam lachishach, as it says, God set an end for the darkness. The Hainu Keitza Yomen, which means the end of days, Sheyaviru Achatuma Min Ha'oretz V'Niglo Kveid Hashem V'Roko Bosei Yachda V'Kameshikosev V'Kamon. The end of days when God will remove all unholiness from the world and godliness will be revealed. U'Befrat B'Chutz La'oretz Sheyavir Eretz Amin Tomei U'Moli Klipa V'Sitra Achra, and particularly outside of Eretz Yisrael, where the tumah is greater, the ein simcha lefanav yisbarich ke'era v'simcha b'yisin era b'men acheshach davke, and there's no greater joy for God as the joy that comes from the transformation of darkness into light, the light that comes after darkness. Zehu shekosev yismach yisrael be'esov, and this is the meaning of the verse, that Israel should rejoice in his maker, not his creator, but his maker, Pirush, Shekol Mishul Mizera Yisrael, which means that anyone who is of the children of Israel, Yesh Leilismeyach B'Simchas Hashem, he should rejoice with God's joy, Ashesos V'Sameyach B'Dirasi B'Tachteinim, when God rejoices with his dwelling place in the lower world, Shehein B'Chinas Asiyah Gashmis Mamish, which is the world of action, the lowest of all worlds, and that's why it says, B'Esav in his maker, on the level of Asiyah, and that's also why Esav, his makers, is plural, Shuhu Elam Haza Hagashmi, because it's a reference to this world, Hamoli Klipa Zusitra Achra, which is full of Klipa, Shen Nikra Rishus Harabim Viturid de Pruda. It is called the public property, this mountains of separation. It is a world of multiplicity, and that's why it is described in the plural form of Esav. And all of this is transformed into light, and it all becomes a private property, a place that is private to God, through this emunah that the Jew has in God's oneness. The Hayem Yem for the 29th of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that it's Mevarch HaDehaftarah is Vayichres Yehoyada, ומסיפים פסוק איש ואחן של הפתדס מוכר חידש. Also מבורכם בשחידש עוד השני, and אמירס כל התהילים בהשכמה, and את יהם his ועדס. באמירס לחיים יש שתי נוסחויס. ומסי לחיים, there are two versions. One is לחיים תיבם ולשולים. One version is לחיים תיבם ולשולים. To good life and to peace. וטעם הברוכה, and the reason for this bracha is li yeis ki b'shtiyas hayayin haniskeres b'pam harishena b'teira hoyu teitzois loy teivim, because in the drinking of wine mentioned the first time in teira the results were not good, v'yichal noyach v'eit hadas gefen hoya, that by noyach the result of his drinking wine were not good, and the eit hadas was also a vine, grapes. And that's why when we drink wine we say that this wine should be l'chaim teivim, for a good life, not for bad results. Beis harav ha-magid m'mezrich haya eina l'chaim olavrocha. The magid used to say not l'chaim teivim olavrocha olisholim, but l'chaim olavrocha. Pam b'izvad shahaya nechach rabbeinu azokin. One time by a Fabrenian where the Alter Rebbe was present, Ono Rabbeinu Azokein, L'chaim Olavrocha. Somebody said L'chaim, and the Alter Rebbe answered L'chaim Olavrocha. Achei ha'ezvadus, Seichachu ha'chsidim b'tam nusach zeh. Chsidim were discussing the reason for this nusach. She'shamuhu oz b'pam harishayna. Because they had heard it that time for the first time. Echad ha'chsidim omar, one of the chsidim said, Ashali yeis ki nichmas yayin yetzisod. Since when the wine goes in, the secrets come out. Uba'aveidahu, his galus hamidesh. And what that means in aveidah is that by saying l'chaim, you help reveal the emotions, to express the inner emotion. Lochein zkukim l'bracha. And that's why we need a bracha to succeed in revealing the midesh. V'hanusachu l'chaim u'l'bracha. Eisiyes leiv raka. And the word bracha, Liv Racha, are the letters of the two words Leiv Racha, a soft heart, that the emotions should be proper and reveal themselves properly. HaTzemach Tzedek Omar Alzeh, when the Tzemach Tzedek heard this, he said, Dos ken zogna chosid. This can be said by a chosid, was hot gedavent un getonen aveidah 30 yor. A chosid who has davened and has labored at refining himself for 30 years.